Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Greg, who is on the show today, and I'm so excited, has written a wonderful book, How to Make Love to a Plastic Cup, A Guy's Guide to the World of Infertility. It's a wonderful book. He's got a fantastic sense of humor, and it's so informative for anyone traveling this difficult route to fatherhood. Greg, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Now, Greg, you write in the introduction that you and your wife, Julie, were married in 2002, and you're living in LA, and you wanted to spend some time doing all the hip things that are there to do. And then after a while, you got burnt out. And I love how you wrote, this is sort of the tone of the book in terms of you have a lot of humor. Quote, we sat around our apartment, had pizza delivered, and drank two buck chuck while we watched TV. So how long after that did you try before you realized it was something that needed to be checked out?
5 years into the marriage. We've been trying for over a year and no dice.
What went through your head?
First of all, I thought, you know, being a guy, I'm very competitive. So I thought, geez, my friends are outpacing me. You know, some of them were already on their second kid by then. And I thought, it was my sperm.
You have such a great Olympic swimmer analogy. If you can, about your sperm, if you can share that with us.
Oh, sure. Well, I was saying that because when part of this was going on, it was either right after, right before the Summer Olympics.
You went and tried to look for books and that there really wasn't any. And I really admire you for saying, hey, you know what, men, this is an important issue and men need to get a book in a way that with the humor and it really helps them to understand. And it's so brilliantly written. I just want to commend you on that. I don't think I've ever said this before, but let's talk about sperm. That's not true. I used to be a sex educator, so I'm sure I must have said it at some point. But anyway, what are things a man who's going through infertility need to know?
Well, let's see, that there's a lot of different measurement about, a lot involved, a lot more involved than I thought.
Yeah. Now, you write in the book, too, that, you know, in the last 30 years, this has become more, and infertility is more and more common. Do the doctors know why? I mean, do they have insight into this?
There's a lot of thought about what it might be. I mean, some people are...
Well, let's talk about what you address in the title, How to Make Love to a Plastic Cup. So, what are some of the tips, you know, you give when a man goes into that little room with the plastic cup? And I was surprised about, which I'm kind of not surprised, but it seems uncomfortable, is you're not allowed to use any lubricant. And
yes,
I thought, oh,
you are
my
not.
Gosh.
It's a very important point, yes, especially for a guy. Something that I was shocked about is a lot of people end up stealing the DVDs or the videos from the room, which, you know, considering that it's $10,000 a pop to go this, you know, you can buy your own smut. You know, it really shouldn't be that big a deal.
That is shocking. I can't imagine being married to someone, be going through all this hell, and they're stealing the pornography from the infertility clinic. I'm talking divorce. That's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. It's think, again, you know, you go for $14 and go buy it somewhere else. You know, go to that. And plus, you'll just, you know,
it would hurt.
You'll set yourself on fire, basically, if you if you do that much.
Back to the chafing, right?
Exactly. Let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, I don't want to give too much away. The book is great. You got to get it.
Don't ruin the luteal phase part.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what is it? So should I not ask what it means to be lutally challenged? That cracked me up. You have to read the book, right?
Well, I mean, that's it. It's not just about her doing the shots and her going through this, but you have to understand the game. If you're going to be the coach, you have to kind of understand the game and how it works.
You're awesome. I mean, seriously, everything you're – I mean, you basically summed up why guys need to go out and get this book because – it's true. They need to know what's going on. You've got to be there for your wife. And if you're like, oh, yeah, you bleed, whatever. Like, no, we're complicated gals. You know, there's so much more that goes on. And then there's the whole financial aspect and choosing your doctor aspect. And I thought it was really great that you emphasize, you know, that your doctor needs to get back to you.
Well, that's it. With the doctor, the
happy news you mentioned is that she immediately, and I feel badly, but my mind went through, Julie went through four, you know, rounds of IVF because she's the one getting the needle shot. And I should know better. I read your book cover to cover. You too. But I think that's, you know, as a woman, I just kept thinking about the shots. But anyway, I did learn, though. I swear I did.
Boy,
I slipped up there. Hey, I'm very honest on It's Your Health. Do you think that the doctor who did it the first three times maybe didn't understand the art as well as the fourth doctor or the next doctor, or was it just that figured out this? It's almost like a puzzle, it sounds like.
That's exactly it. He figured out Will and Ark.
I saw a picture of Connor on your interview on The View, and he is so beautiful. And it was great seeing Julie on there, too. It was really great seeing both of you on the show. Well, Greg, this has been fun. I want to thank you so much. This is such an important issue, and men, women, everybody, we need to talk about this and just be open about what's going on, and it's really helpful. So I'm so glad you're able to come on the show. Do you have a website?
It's a great little thing to pick up.
It sure is. You know, it's funny too, because my 6-year-old picked it up and she said, why is there a pee-pee cup on the cover of this book? Oh, it's a book about urinary health. You know, like she can understand that, you know.
better that than being a 6-year-old coming up and saying, hey, why is there sperm on this?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com. I hope everyone has a great day. Check out How to Make Love to a Plastic Cup, A Guy's Guide to the World of Infertility by Greg Wolf. Everyone have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.